Blinn Board of Trustees at its last meeting had a major reorganization approved. If you could go talk about that a little bit.
Sure. And thanks again, Bill, for having us in and giving us some time. You know, we've been working on this for the past several months at Blinn College, and we've been using a model that we brought with us in 1970 when we came to Brazos County to have classes. And so an opportunity for us to pause, rethink, building capacity. And that's what the intention was of this recent reorganization. We know that coming up real quickly, 60% of jobs are going to require skills beyond high school. There's no mystery of what the numbers have done here in Brazos County since we opened the doors in 1970, and most recently over the last few years. We've had a model where we've had very little management or administration in the academic side. And so that's what we built in for the piece of the reorganization over here. We're going to have a provost position. We're going to have two more academic dean positions. And what we've been doing is, unfortunately, the work has fallen on division chairs and assistant division chairs. So what this will do is let us take that model. They're our best teachers. And so to have an opportunity where they can spend more time in the classroom, and certainly same thing in the summer, they'll teach in the summer. They've all been on 9-month contracts. We'll bring in these three new administrative posts with 12-month contracts. And so we're going to have our best faculty back in the classroom, or in the classroom more. I shouldn't say they've left. And we're also going to have folks that can then deal with the assessments, the accountability measures that have come upon us from Austin and from Washington. And I think when I think about building capacity, it's about how can we do more without just stretching the proverbial rubber band tighter. And so it's been pretty well cost neutral. We don't anticipate a reduction of any positions, which I know is critical this time of year. And so I believe it's going to take the next few months for us to get these pieces in place. We want to do a good job. You know, at Blinn, we try to hire the best. And so that's going to be an important step for us. The other piece of that is this fall we started, we've contracted with an outside firm to do a compensation study. And we want to be sure that we're paying the people. When you hire the best, you want to hold on to them. And so it's important for us to know we have a benchmarks, not just with other community colleges and higher education institutions. We're also looking at the private sector because we're going to build administrative support positions. We're going to build things that look the same thing, whether you're in the public sector or the private sector. And we want to be sure our salaries are competitive.
Well, it kind of goes back to that workforce issue that you may wind up bringing people from the private sector in if you're competitive in your pay and benefits.
That's what we're hoping. And, you know, with our benefits, we've had good, strong retirement and health care benefits. Every legislative session, we share a little bit more of that cost with Austin, and that's fine. We want to do our part. But I think we can still be a work environment. We just came off a mini break here for Thanksgiving. We're very generous in the time off. Now that's going to come up around the holidays and spring break. That's always been our one carrot as we get that full week off. So I think when you package that kind of a work environment, and we're going to be able to challenge them. We get challenges every day over there with how to get one more car in the parking lot and one more student in the classroom. But you probably noticed also on the agenda they have approved a new parking lot. We're going to go across the creek there on the north side of our campus at Blinn here on Villa Maria, so we'll have additional parking. That makes us all feel a little bit more at ease as we think about even more students being interested in what Blinn's going to offer.
And is that going to be just a flat space then?
That's going to be a flat space.
How many space and how many accommodated
then? It's going to give us an additional 300 spaces, but within we can do a build out to double that. So we're going to start with 300 additional spaces.
Timeline for that?
We're going to have that open by fall 2013. The other thing that we've been doing is we started a training program for faculty in blended classes, which is half online and half in the classroom. That's going to help ease some of that congestion during the day. And then we're doing a big push for distance online completion of the core classes and a certificate that goes along with that so we can take that brand even beyond the walls of Brazos County.